Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome, 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 and away we go for our little look-see around Western Mass, find out what's going on that might be of some appeal to you. In Holyoke, if you enjoy your burgers and dogs, you'll be pleased to know that the Bean Restaurant Group is thinking of you, and a partnership between Peter Picknelly, Nathan Yee, and other business owners plan to open a new White Hut location, 825 Hamden Street in Holyoke. The site was the former location of a People's Bank and was purchased by the Bean Restaurant Group for $300,000, along with a new White Hut. Bean Restaurant Group has plans to open an American eatery called Copper Plus Kin in Springfield's renovated Court Square building as well. So Holyoke and Court Square seeing a new expansion of the Bean Restaurant Group, particularly White Hut. Mayor Sarno joining with students and staff at HCS Head Start for a special read aloud and to celebrate the Week of the Young Child with a mayoral proclamation. The mayor will attend the first annual Cooler Communities and Home Energy Fair at the Springfield Science Museum at 5 p.m. today. Springfield High School students will showcase their presentations that demonstrate engaged learning and awareness to increase energy efficiency in partnership with community stakeholders, including Energy Save, which Mayor Sarno has partnered with, along with the Harold Grinspoon Foundation, to raise awareness about energy efficiency and reducing our carbon footprint. At Springfield International Charter School, students have demonstrated exceptional leadership at the 83rd American International College Model Congress, with their delegation taking home the top three awards and being named the best delegation. The recognition is given to the team that submits the most outstanding legislation. Melina Green from SICS was named the top delegate and was awarded the Catherine Mauck Scholarship. And that's a full four-year tuition scholarship to AIC. Way to go. The scholarship was named in memory of Catherine Mauck, the top delegate at the 74th Model Congress in 2015. Justin Veen of SICS secured the second place award, receiving a $10,000 scholarship to AIC for 4 years, while SICS's Brian Starzik was awarded the third-place scholarship of $5,000 to AIC for 4 years. Great news and a good boost for our young scholars. Advanced Aesthetics Medi Spa will celebrate its fifth year in business in the grand opening of a new, expanded location at 166B South Boulevard, West Springfield, and that'll be on the 27th of this month from 2 to 6 p.m. West Springfield Mayor Will Reichelt will attend the grand opening for the ribbon cutting. Refreshments will be served, and those who register in advance for VIP status at AdvancedAestheticsMedispa.com will receive a gift of products and a complimentary trial of a newly added photo rejuvenation treatment at the grand opening event. This comes from Advanced Aesthetics founder and owner Lana Ivanov. Here we go, Six Flags New England, opening for the 2023 season on weekends and select days beginning this Friday. And here's a new lineup of weekend events, including Scream Break, Flavors of the World, Viva La Fiesta, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Six Flags currently hiring for the 2023 season. And if you're 16 or older, you can apply at sixflags.com/jobs. More than 10 departments are going to be offering opportunities with flexible hours and great perks. And many jobs start at $15 an hour with select positions at $15.75 an hour. Not too early to look ahead to Friday, June 2nd, if you'd like to get out there on the greens, because golfers and non-golfers will be showing their support for the Spirit of Springfield, and they will enjoy the challenges of one of Springfield's premier golf courses, lunch on the course, a gift certificate for one of Springfield's fine restaurants, and a tournament souvenir. Spirit of Springfield is looking for sponsors and raffle donations. The search for a superintendent in East Hampton is now gaining international attention after one candidate, Dr. Vito Perrone, said his offer was taken back for using the term ladies. Dr. Perrone said he was sent his contract and, in replying to that email, said that there were parts he wanted to negotiate. But after the school committee went into executive session, he was told the committee rescinded the offer for using the term ladies because it was a microaggression. Now, in just a moment, we'll tell you about a new road law that will affect all Massachusetts drivers. But first, it is time for our Art Speed Report featuring Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Hartford Stage has announced its 60th anniversary season, which includes the return of A Christmas Carol, the world premiere of Martin Zimmerman's Simona's Search, Arthur Miller's classic All My Sons, a new adaptation of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, the Pulitzer Prize-winning Katori Hall's The Hot Wing King, and Lisa Krohn's 2.5-minute ride. For details, hartfordstage.org. Max Creek returns to Pittsfield's Colonial Theater under the auspices of Berkshire Theater Group on April 7th. Max Creek has reached its fifth decade of playing music in the Northeast. Creek's style lacks pretense. There's no genre title that can define them. For details, berkshiretheatergroup.org. The Eagles Experience performs April 7th at Gateway City Arts in Holyoke. The Eagles Experience is one of the most authentic tribute shows to the Eagles out today, with a one-to-one lineup that reflects the Eagles during their heyday in the late 1970s. For details, Eventbrite. Tina, the Tina Turner musical, comes to the Bushnell after a sizzling Broadway run, April 11th through the 16th. Featuring her much-loved songs, Tina, the Tina Turner musical, is written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Carnery Hall and directed by the internationally acclaimed Olivia Lloyd. Ari Groover and Zurin Villanueva share the title of Tina Turner, each playing four of the eight performances per week. For details, bushnell.org. And speaking of the Bushnell, they've announced the seven musicals that will comprise its 2023-24 Broadway series. Beginning this fall, the Bushnell will bring these Broadway hits to Hartford as part of the series: The Warm-Hearted Mrs. Doubtfire, the eye-popping glitz of Moulin Rouge, the magical hit Disney's Frozen, the inspirational and pop-tuned The Cher Show, a three-week engagement of the uber-popular Wicked, the deviously delightful Beetlejuice, and the legendary Broadway hit Funny Girl. For details, bushnell.org. Sharky Puppy plays the UMass Fine Arts Center April 10th, hot on the heels of winning their fifth Grammy Award for Empire Central. Their music fuses jazz, funk, rock, world music, and whatever else works. For details, fineartcenter.com. Shakespeare and Company will stage a free community presentation of Romeo and Juliet at the Berkshire Athenaeum in Pittsfield on April 15th, featuring the cast of the Northeast Regional Tour of Shakespeare. For details, shakespeare.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Well, thank you, Mark. And a new law that went into effect over the weekend aims to make roads safer for quote-unquote vulnerable users. Now that means bicyclists, pedestrians, horse riders, and more. And the law requires all drivers to provide at least 4 feet of space between them and vulnerable road users when passing. Vulnerable road users are defined as pedestrians, bicyclists, roadside workers, scooters, skateboards, roller skates, and other micro-mobility devices, horse riders, horse-drawn carriages, and farm equipment as well. Alrighty, that's a snapshot of life in Western Mass for today, on another day where the weather just cannot seem to make up its mind, whether it's winter or spring, or a little bit of both. Maybe we should call it Sprinter, or Wing, I don't know. Anyway, thank you very much for being with us here on Pioneer Valley Radio, the voice of Western Mass. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.